Begin the Karan Dav, Masech the Shabbos Dav, Ayin Test, Begin the Manal, Begin the Tez, the Masel Tez, begins the words of the Gemara, Tana Kama Sabbat, Tana Kama holds, Kaisman Shevet, that we do write a receipt. Tez can explain, what's the halacha in a situation where the receipt wasn't written yet? When the Gemara brought this price regarding this machlekes, if someone carries out a paid loan document, according to Tana Kama, you're going to be potter, because if it's paid, so it has no value whatsoever, and there is not significant. So one of the interpretations of the Gemara explains, because the Tanna Kamma holds, since you write a receipt, and therefore you can't force the lender to give back the document, the lender could just say, okay, in place of the document, I give you a receipt. And therefore, the lender has no need for the document to give it back, because there's a receipt, and therefore there's no utility whatsoever in that document. And therefore, if someone carries on Shabbos, it's going to be possible. Metes, it says, Umayri, now it's talking about, you have to qualify this, Shikvar Yeshle Shevet, that the lender already has this receipt written. Well, the Kach, Mishapara Pater, and therefore, once the borrower paid it up, then he's going to be Pater. Why? The Ein Zakagul Havzashtar, meaning if someone carries out another document now, there's an exemption because there's no utility anymore in giving back the document because you could just give him a receipt. And because it's already written up. Because if it wasn't, then he would be saving, as Taisa says, because in Rashi interpretation, it sounds like, it sounds like the receipt wasn't written up yet, and even so, if someone carries out the document, it's going to be exempt. But now that says Taisa, because of that, difficult. Never Taisa says differently in his qualification, because he says, no, in that situation, you actually would have to give the document back to the borrower, they shouldn't have to write a receipt. And therefore, why would someone be exempt to be carried on Shabbos? That Taisa is difficult with Rashi interpretation. You should see that I'm a person that pays up. Which Taisus brings that halacha is like Ravashi, which is that this interpretation of the one of the interpretations of the machlek is between the Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Kamma, where Ravashi is explaining that according to Yehuda, the reason why you're going to be chayiv, even though it's paid up, is because he wants to hold on to the receipt document to show that he pays up, to show this document. So it says Ravashi Tanya, but this happened to Mechotan, like this interpretation of Ravashi we find in the Brisa in this sugya that is brought like this. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if someone carries out a paid document, even no matter what size it is, even though it's not even the size of, let's say, wrapping on your flask, because he's safeguarding it to show to other creditors that, see, I pay up, here's the debt, and there's the deed, and I paid it up. And actually says, because Rashba finds it difficult. Actually, how to understand that? I'm wrong. When you have a brisa, this is clearly like an interpretation of Ravashi. Next day, the begins the words of the Gemara. Amu, we see, keeping the Litviyakai, since it's destined for the spinning, just going to explain why we picked the spinning. Actually, our Gemara brings down the weaving too, which the Gemara was proving the point of something destined for something, like regarding the leather before it's tanned, is the same as after it's tanned, but the Sheva itself, because it's destined for that. And what's the proof of that? Because we find by malabin and disentangling, which those malachas, we give it the share of a sitta kafel because of spinning, which is sitta kafel. And these things are destined for spinning, so we give it that same share. Now, Taisa wonders, it should have said even the bigger, it should have said that, and since it's destined for weaving, which is even further away, and even so, we still say it has that share because it's destined for that. Why picking specifically litviyakai? And then it says, no, Elishem Allah Kuli Kamalariga, because maybe not all of these wool would be used for spinning, because many times people use things that are spun thread, but they're not woven. Never didn't pick it, as that should be the definition of why it has the halacha, rather the spinning, which is more integral, never compares it to that and says, because it's a testament that it has the same shim. The next says, the master begins the words of the Gemara, because they looked at the love as a get, so that one could write a get on it, which Tez comes to explain that that's like Rebbe Lazar. And additionally, Tez comes to explain, is the shear of a get the smallest of all the three that were mentioned? That is, the Gemara mentioned this halacha of ula, that which was the discussion of the hide that wasn't tanned, has the same halacha as the halacha was of that the Gemara was discussing, that before it's tanned like it's after. Now, the Gemara brings this teaching that says that the what's called a matzah, the untanned hide, is a measurement of lotzer by Mishkud's katana, to wrap a small weight. Now, the middle stage, which is was tanned with salt, but not with the other two, kemach and achatzim, that's kedim make a kameya, and the diftra, which was the one that's more than all the three in the way it's processed with the salt and the flour, just now with the gall nuts, That's Kedelech Mesaget, which that's how Tesla Mesel is going on. So Tesla says that Svir Lay, that is this teaching of Ula, holds Kareb Laza. That the Amma, he says, Edim Asiri Karti, where there's a fundamental machlekes regarding what creates the creases of the get. Is it the Edi Chasim, the ones who sign on the get, or like Rabbi Elazar says, the Edi Mesir, the witnesses who are seeing the handing over of the get? That says Taisus Ula must hold this, that he says that the get is written on the diftra, must be like Rabbi Elazar. Why? Because Rameyer, in case not diftra, according to Rameyer, you cannot write the get on this diftra. Because according to him, the ones that make the creases to get is the witness who's assigned. You need the document to be a writing that cannot be forged. Diftra could be forged. Did not begin like we learned in Mishnah in Masechet Gittin of Chavav on the base that says increase in aliyah machlik bal diftra. You're not allowed to write a get on erased paper or on diftra because it could be forged. Chacham says it's kosher. The Gemara explained. It's Rebbe Elazar because he says that's Edim Asir the karti. So you don't care if it's forged. That's not the main thing. It's the main thing is. Is the witnesses who see it going on. So therefore, Taisa just says that this teaching rule must be going like Rabbi Lazar, where he says the get is written on diftra. Now, additionally, Rashi explains that this diftra, which is saying that the get is written on it, so Rashi writes that that's the smallest of all the three shiur. The largest is to make a mishkeles katana, to wrap the weight, and then there's that of the kameya, and then there's this one. Now, what pushed Rashi to say that is because if you think it's the largest share of them all, so then how could you say the diftra, which is the most chashuv, the most processed, is going to be the largest share, then obviously that it gets smaller and smaller. It becomes more mochamer as the process goes along. So since it's fit to write again on it, so whatever has that share, that's the most chashuv, but all the other ones that you cannot, therefore they are more lenient, and they're only going to be considered significant in larger amounts. But in that sense, Tesu Bechinim Perish Bekunches. For nothing, Rashi had to explain the sheer get cut mekulam, that the measurement of the get is the smallest of all the three types of the hides. And that is, Tesis come to explain that even the diftar is the most chashuv, because the most processed, says it's not a wonder to say that it actually has a larger share. Because to the contrary, says Tesis, the ask, can we find the klav, parchment, is the Mishnah tells, because they look a little parashah katan, but it's only considered significant, the amount that you can write the parashah of Shemana. Now, the niyar, paper, which is made out of grass, the garbage today, which is much inferior, shiur lichtav lav kasher muchsin, its shear is actually smaller than not to write a tax receipt. So what's the reason? Because the klav shiur chashuv, to the contrary. It's because since the parchment is so distinguished, ein matznin leisle kasher muchsin, you're not going to go ahead and store it away for a tax receipt. You can use it for something more significant, and therefore it's only with a larger shear. So that's the same thing over here by the diftra. Since it's the most chashiv, so it's not the norm to use it for something like an amulet or to go and wrap the weights. And if actually ichshir is actually bigger, and they're going to have to say like Rashi that's smaller. The next stage, the master begins with the gemara b'katani mi. But one thing we learn is because they lotzer, it's the amount of wrapping the weight. And v'amar abaya, which says it wonders why we bring the teaching of abaya over here. And that is, the gemara is coming to say that if someone carries out the hide that's destined to be tanned, so it has the same shear as the one that was, which is the command. So the Gemara asks, I Ula says that the measurement of carrying out the hide that's not tanned is to wrap a weight. And Abai explained that how much is that weight? It's a quarter of a litra from Pumbadisa. But Tay says, because it's Bab is the re, really the teaching of Abai has no relevance over here. The main point the Gemara wants to bring out over here is this contradiction. Why would you bring it over here? Yes, maybe when you're explaining the primary halacha, you're going to just tell us the practical application of the halacha, but here, when it's regarding the contradiction, if it's kameo or mishkel's katana, Taisa does not answer that question. Why is the Gemara mentioning this teaching of a violin?